Here, in the deep, potential-laden darkness, your body remains your own body, occupied by your insulated mind, waiting and watching the world around you for whatever unfolds. Except darkness surrounds you, folds in everywhere, fills you too, a comfortable part of you. So even expanding beyond yourself, even in that void, you feel air around your body. Only air, as though some silent force suspended you. The classical floating in the air image of an alien abduction in a beam of invisible light. It might not be entirely your imagination. Some distant humming. Something moving around you. Deep as you are, it would be difficult to track its source, and difficult to say much at all. Still, fortunately, you're not required to support your whole weight on your own. As deep, drowsy, droopy, soothed, and complacent as your mind may feel, during certain escapes such as this, you have the ability to help it along, to push it that little bit extra. This may not make much difference as to how effective things are, but it will do one important thing. It will exhaust your mind, leaving you in a natural position to listen. The surface of your body, heavy and warm, is laid down on a similarly soft and comfortable surface. Laid on your back, softer and more welcoming. So much so, it's like you're laying on a slightly squishy pillow or a fine mattress. Not at all what you expected when you were no longer floating. And whatever that soft surface is, it's moving forward. You notice that there's something raising your knees, contoured behind them. The shapes of your palms settle into the surface as well, after a period where you're barely aware, after drifting forward on that moving surface. You have touched a place, and your consciousness finds purchase in your drowsy body, and rises upon it, looking outward. Still, it won't do to rise if you can't be sure of where you are. And the comfortable darkness surrounds you still. Your eyes have not yet adjusted, suggesting the darkness is either absolute or a product of mind rather than body, being unable to adjust to what it is you do see. Either way, it persists, and so you decide to rise anyway. Cleverly, you conclude raising a hand above your head to gauge the presence of any close ceiling or near obstruction. Would be the wisest first move. However, the moving surface makes this potentially dangerous anyway. And then it becomes quite apparent that your hands and knees are fastened tight and will be staying right where they are. Rising up would be impossible with how the pillowy surface keeps you deeply held, encases them, moves to wrap around your feet, keeping them in place, joining around you, preventing you from gaining enough ground to gain purchase to truly rise. A comfortable conveyor belt, you might as well stay there anyway. Blank-brained, night-night petted, soothed already, mesmerized, screens above the belt, radiating light down at you, mesmerizing. Hypnotizing from beginning to end, the moment you begin to move. You know you could rise up if you wanted to or had to, and come back and still be on this belt. And later, when the procedure begins, you can rewind or wind any part of it backward. But there's something refined about this place. It's for a procedure. You try to move and squirm, but only to see what's ahead of you, waiting for your procedure. Then it allows you to proceed, You're aware of distant grunting, some animalistic, some clearly moans, like the moans that might escape your mouth if you moaned right now. If you moaned right now, it would only be a confirmatory moan. You want the rest of what's ahead of you. Your intention to raise your body up and survey your surroundings was just that, wanting to eagerly view your surroundings. Just that. It is nonetheless within your power to stir if you had to, but once you realize that what you have is an opportunity, you cease stirring immediately, held in place, welcomed to face the deeper transformations within. You feel that light, some warm light from the monitors above, based over your body. The belt is some smooth, dark surface, covering your hands, parts of your legs, holding you where you should be. For what follows, you are moving safely, guardrails left and right of you, darkness between and the light of that beam in the solitary light. You see other figures ahead. You see one just in front of you. Every now and then, in the forward-pitching darkness, a light illuminates what's going on ahead of you, or snaps off, having illuminated it briefly in view and you missed it. Your impression of this place as technologically advanced was spot on, but the machinery is also industrial. Nonetheless, you're comfortable, right to what you've come to think of more as a treadmill, though you don't do any walking. You just lay there and let it happen. The figure ahead in more detail, also nude, in a position leaned forward, buttocks in view. You see your wrists bound, encapsulated, dark restraints just like yours, eagerly thrusting, hips forward and back. You see a slow procedure. The wrists are held. Either this figure doesn't want to struggle or is eager, struggling forward, pressing onward, not attempting anything, but a machine arbiter descends. It looks like a long metal pole. The tip glows with faint red light. This arrives behind the figure's head, touches gently. You hear a brief buzz. Clearly the machine did something. It moves down and touches his stomach. This device has a green tip. Are they scanning? Some kind of laser, maybe? You feel a small, flat, smooth metal disc gently touch the back of your head. You hear the buzz from before, your eyes crossed, staring up into the middle, but that's silly because you can't see it. It was behind you. You try to look behind you, your eyes roll. The arm leaves, leaving the vanishing darkness and your new sense of warm control. You saw it happen ahead of you. Try to squirm your belly away from it, but that rod descends and the green light touches, finding your belly touching it, the brief contact buzzing, static electricity. If you could make any noise except a brief moan, you would make a confirmatory noise, a yes, an uh-huh. But in that contact moment, you put it together. You remember signing the form and asking them to put you through the procedure. You remember that you could stop at any time. You remember it will reverse and unwind. You remember wanting so badly to make up your mind in the moment, so the fact you've nodded along and thrusted forward and wanted it isn't surprising. The fact everyone else on the line wanted it and thrusted toward it isn't surprising. They can remember. You had trained yourself to forget, but in the moment of the buzz, knowing you haven't felt or seen anything yet, you nod. Yes, yes, finally. Just what you need. Being changed vigorously, intensively, full body. The armature leaves, buzz. Static heat that roots itself between your legs. You quickly run the checks over yourself. You count. 1, 2, your mind works. 3, 4. Even more, you recall name and home, and there's a blank spot about what you were doing right before you came here. Right, you were signing your permission for this little trip. But any time you start to stop thinking about that, it slips away, letting you feel surprised, letting you feel restrained, even though you could stop if you needed to, anytime you needed to. So you get to proceed on through. Finally, that static electricity roots itself firmly between your legs. What was between a large, hard, hot member, big enough to slap up against your belly? Inflated. Are you sure that's... Yes. There is a cock. There's a big, hard cock, and only that. The head of it is flared. Your body being tipped forward, laid over some bench, as your huge erection is guided into a sleeve. It's touching your stomach, slapping up against it. Your mind is capable and smart. The only change is you have been waiting for this, waiting for these changes. You want to grip that hugeness and touch it, but your body's being tipped by an armature or bench behind you, something you're resting against, tipping you onto hands and knees or hooves and hoop hands. And knees, ahead of you, you see someone else on hands and knees, but the tingling hot numbness between your legs and in your belly have united to make a begging heat that is pulling away all your excess attention. As you're on hands and knees, the tingling on your skin increases. This feels right. And your free-hanging erection has its flared tip, its huge, broad dinner plate flared tip, slip into a sleeve made just for things shaped like the all-empowering erection that you are drawn to, that your mind is chained to, that you will be restrained to. Too huge to feel normal. Big as it is, it would have to be very powerful, would have to be in charge of you. So now that your ankles, your wrists, your hands are freed, how would you do anything else but thrust and stay where you are, hump into the sleeve-like dummy being slipped over the tip of you, hump your mind away into it, continuously, unstoppably. The thick beam there between your legs, and some light from above, some memory of a jolt to your mind and a tingling suspension you love. You feel warm, soothed. Your brain says it's better to stay where you are. You ask how your legs, feet, hooves are doing. You query your body. And you just feel nice sensations back. Especially if you think about what's between your legs being milked by the machine. Thick, hot, legs of the one ahead of you shiver. You can't see the machine stimulating, but you see a similar orgasmic response, hooved legs, long swishing tail. You want to acknowledge how good it feels when you hear some bray from ahead. Some faint say, play, obey kind of thought inside your head causes you to say, confirm how good it is. Make it loud and natural, because that's what it is. A compulsive exaltation, a liberation of a big, sound inside of you. Everything is there, your skin, every inch of you, feeling a little more softly furred, bristly, incurring that change which is the price for pleasure, An arm comes down and begins to move whatever device you've been humping into, up and down your shiny, massive erection. The device appears to have slipped in easily. And then something slides up behind you, below a tail, as you are laid comfortably down, your erection still inside that sleeve, and the tip of the slipping bit of some warm, textured plug slides inside, weighs you down. The pliable device, you see it elsewhere in here, others who are being melted. Others who have chosen this course to be part of a machine for making you all feel as good as possible. You notice the skin shifting, belly changing position, hands and knees as you are, light gray hair, light gray fur, sprouting from skin, neck lengthening, a distinctly, definitely donkeyish gait and appearance, and you remember that from the selection list before you came in here. Turned voyeuristically, you feel your rear spread and the fluted tip sliding in and out to milk the massive prostate at the base of an erection. As big as your erections, so big, flooding all awareness of your body into the rest of you. Your warm, percussive pleasure. That's what you feel from the throbbing device inserted, hitting against the point, against the best possible feeling point, behind your erection, behind your huge erection. Fur sprouting, you try to squirm for fun, you're aware of your body, it's pleasantly numb, you're aware of your body, you feel something warm under your skin, on your skin, a spreading pleasure that began, where all such things begin in the confluence of the toy inside you milking behind your erection, and your erection thrusting in and out the perfection of the pump. The movement that bumps against your hips, the throbbing continuous slips forward and back, gone for forward and back, your thick load beginning to percolate in those densified balls, your thickness pushing deeper, 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 shiver of change every time it begins at your rear, where you're being milked from the inside out, and it adheres to the inside of your cock, like the sticky urge to climax. We're being stroked toward the surface, like the sticky urge to climax had so much influence over you, buttocks tingling your head too, scalp being massaged, but mainly the pleasure is below, those lasers from before, those warm contact probes, circle around and massage you, inducing change in you. You hear that ding as you are scanned. You must be meeting some threshold, and you know the demand of the threshold could only be that you work yourself up into a frenzy, that you desire completely to climax in that sleeve, positioned over you, not leaving you, covering you. Pumping on and off, pumping pleasure fit to take what is in your balls and make it external, make it spurt right out and be captured up by that constant, unstoppable milking. A sense of how hard your cock is comes to you so thickly. You must be approved, because whatever those lasers were scanning is in the past. You're pushing forward. Something has begun to run through you, shivering with change, beginning at your rear, running down your erection, moving all the way through to here, dear, all the way through your head, your neck. You can bend your body differently than before. The warm truth that you don't care anymore, you're here. All along your throat, the moans, the still feels so natural. And you grunt and groan as a long, protracted moan, no abray, escapes you, flows away, echoed by another and another in the distant room, echoed by another and another and another from out of the gloom. And yet it comes out of your throat so naturally, the feeling in your head becoming just a memory. You are closer to your body, more instinctive for me. Your shoulders shiver, your hands, hooves, positioned and held, held, all of you in the lingering warmth of the change. Speaking of length, this is when you become aware of that change between your legs growing more prominent, needing to be milked, needing to be filled, needing to be installed with the instilled sense of your ripening seed in those thick, heavy balls, ready to exceed their confines, to squirt against the walls of this milking cylinder. It bubbles warm, and the tube attached to the device begins slowly to pulse, pulse, the inside of it massaging you with textured walls, your attention on your moving, warmed skin, furred all down your legs, stomach, thighs, just as you should be, mesmerized in the light of the heat between your legs taking up residence between your ears instead. No muscle there, just your erection taking charge. On all four legs now, the buzzing inside of you milks your erection from the inside out. The arm between your legs leaves, though. It pulses as it moves away from you, as it tugs your length and then begins to depart the first inch, then the second, leaving you in open air, the head flared and sliding a little further from you. That sleeve moves, a second inch, another, the flared flat head of your massive girth, all of it as sensitive as it always could be, always should be, but now that sensitivity is spread out to make your brain more able to handle it. The device slides back. It was just moving back to wind up for one good thrust back on, for one firm press back as your muscle pushes into the contoured sleeve. Your stretching flesh, your slowly morphing swishing tail down past your buttocks, your whole body at ease on four legs, and all you can do is beg for more pleasure as you're milked from the inside out, as important parts of you are milked from the inside out, causing your erection to be more influential as that long sleeve slams home, slips you inside, holds you there, drumming its contoured, lubricated interior over you, fit to squeeze you tight, give you intense sensation. The only thing left to do is to keep pushing it into that sleeve, bringing that intensity home, giving you a pleasure you know you deserve, you know you signed up for, you know there's no need to do anything but hold on tight and feel good. You notice it, your tail hanging down. You see a light touching the side of someone with all those equine features, hooves, and the big erection. Is it a mirror? Is it another figure? Do you all just look the same? What you know is that the further forward you go, the more you've been separated into separate lanes, and in privacy, the device begins to move earnestly up and down your entire massive length, so that when you begin to hit the edge 10 of where your tension builds inside you, as you stare ahead, you see in the mirror some mark on the flank where one of those devices touched you, a mark that says a number, a mark that bears a legend, a mark that bears your name just the same. In natural forward position on hands and knees, cock within a sleeve with a ring at the base to hold it there. Hold it tight there. Never release, dear. You try to move your powerful back legs more as experiment than anything else, but find you still have no leverage on the belt. No leverage as the conveyor belt steadies you. You couldn't fall if you tried to, not that you're trying. Once you realize moving too much might tip you over and stop the plying, teasing, suckling, tempting, breezy, easy, carefree thrusting away into a willing receptacle, that's all you need. Your brain has gone 9, 8, there all this time, getting so big, getting so hot. It wants to smack up against your belly, but it's caught in that armature, that milking device, a device holding it tight. What feels good, pleasure resonates in your brain, your heart, and through the mere intervention of this little device, you get the sense you'll stay that way. Stay hotly that way. Arousal and hormones flood you. You say yes. You want it. Need to do something. Can't even thrust your hips. You want it. You feel your balls tense against your body slips. You want it. Your neck grows more comfortable in this hands and knees position. You can look down and back now and see your hugeness captive in the sleeve. The sheer eroticism of being unable to leave the pleasure prison of your own delight, your own signing up and adoring. But it does slip away. Did you will that? Did you make that happen? Whatever the cause, it doesn't stay there. It slides off your erection, leaving it out in the open air, bobbling there. This place is warm and comfortable. You're more so thinking of how you can see just how erotic you are by default. How sexy it looks to have your body in this configuration, hooved, furred, tail swishing, pleasure deferred only briefly. 7, 6, you haven't climaxed in that slick sleeve, but you know it didn't leave for long. Oh wait, there it is, ahead of you, at the end of the trail, the end of the conveyor belt. You'd wonder what would be there. There's a dummy there, a free-standing device for humping against. And your bondage treadmill rises up so that you can push that huge erection forward. It's being held up at the halfway mark by a brace beneath it, a soft little tray, aligning it perfectly as you proceed forward, perfectly on the way into a wet, heavy sleeve affixed to a stand. And you feel it lessen up, loosening around your lower legs. You'll be able to hump. You'll be able to 6, 5 thrust, but not your hands. You can only hump the stand, blindly, mutely, comfortably. Oh, but you can still hee-haw. You can still uh-huh. As you hump and thrust right to the ring at the base, your huge erection coming home, the end of the course, the test they apply. It's not to ears, or to muzzle, or to hooves, it's to let you fuck. And see if you can do that. They're making forms that thrust and stroke, that pump up and plump up and down the shaft and grind and hump out enough. A loud bray and exulting sound, yours or someone else's. Now you've found that altered cock inside the sheath. 4 is getting ready for more, ready to hump away with abandon. Abandon decorum. Lose yourself humping in and out, in and out. That's what this is all about. You hump and pump in and out. Rut your hips. That's what this is about. Being bred to completion with huge erection in willing sleeve. In a device made to capture your seed. You hump with a soaked sound. The first deep potent pound with your powerful muscles. Stroking using your own body. Getting another one out now that your hips can move. Your hand too if it has to, but whatever you do, get you close as you can to the edge. Close to the edge of, oh, your upper legs are over a pole. You're leaning forward, rutting your cock into that deep, wet hole. Your shaft feeling better and better from that vibration from behind, constantly brought to the tip. carrying it through, rocking three over you with a constant stream of you could let it go. You're at the conclusion. You're at the end. Rut forward and back in the ceaseless vibration of your body animalistically beholden to a storm of near release, of hormonal ache without cease. No break, just hump, hump away. Grind your mind out as you're rooted in that dummy, able to climax, rut, and come, able to release in the ceaseless movement of constantly milking along the shaft, more, more, more gone, hun. Your brain very aware of what's happening, but only slowly dawning into the subsumed pleasure, the yawning chasm of come, two, one, come. Squirt load after load of hot, streaming, explosive pleasure. Let it out of you. It roots in what's in front of you. Let it into the world. Let it out of your balls where all it's done is ripen and call for you to do something, anything, while in your long restraint, freeing what's between your legs until you can go no longer. Spurt, squirt, lose all restraint for a while. Anytime you get in your own way, no you don't today. Too virile, too thick, too potent, too far gone.